In the name of Jesus I speak. My name is Esther. I bear testimony on behalf of my father, Brother Siping Wah. My father had a heart bypass surgery in January 2019. In his younger days, my father had been suffering from gastric pain and needed medication to control the pain. As the years went by, there was no improvement. His walking pace was slower and required a rest even though it was just a short distance walking. He had been referred to many doctors for consultation, but the situation did not seem to improve. He put this anxiety in prayers and entrusted it to God for an answer. Finally, he decided to consult a gastro-oncologist and did an endoscopy. The gastro-oncologist saw a small benign tumor in his intestine and suggested to remove it. My father continued to entrust this matter to God. After removing the tumor, his health seems to have improved, although he continued taking the medication. A few months later, his left arm started giving him some unpleasant feelings. The gastro-oncologist suggested him to consult a cardiologist. My father continued to lay his worry to our Lord Jesus through prayers. My father took the gastro-oncologist's advice and went to the Institute Jantung Negara, IJN, for further testing. He did a stress testing before he went for an angiogram 2 weeks later. The result showed that there were severe blockages in three of the arteries. Instead of putting in some stents, the cardiothoracic surgeon advised him to undergo a heart bypass surgery. This surgery had to be done the soonest. My family was depressed upon hearing this, as this was the first major surgery case in the family. We put this matter into the hands of God. After some deep thoughts, my father decided to go for the surgery. We also requested the church to intercede for him and prayed for a smooth and successful surgery. When my father was admitted to the hospital, he was anxious. Nonetheless, he continued to pray hard to God for strength and a smooth surgery. Prior to the surgery, Elder Fung brought some members from Ipoh to visit him. The surgery, which took about 8 hours, was successful. Immediately after the surgery, he was transferred to the intensive care unit for monitoring. He was extremely weak, in pain, strengthless to speak, and lost his appetite. By the grace of God, his conditions, however, improved gradually. He was transferred to a normal ward within a short period. Some church members visited him in the hospital. We also received messages from time to time to check on his conditions. After staying in the hospital for 7 days, the cardiothoracic surgeon allowed him to be discharged. My father recuperated well and could attend church services after a month. We truly thank God for his mercy and for the love and care of brethren interceding for him. Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Mark chapter 9 verse 23. All glory to his name. Amen.